Hi, I'm Larry Kortkamp. Welcome to BizPoints. Our show is all about small business. We introduce you to new technologies, smart people, and things that impact our small business community. Today, my guest is Doreen Milano. Doreen is known in the corporate world as the problem solver. She's been helping companies for years to become more profitable and more successful. Doreen, thanks for coming today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Create a stronger and more dynamic business. Larry Kortkamp, founding partner at the Kortkamp Group, talks with industry insiders about trending topics moving the needle or not for local business today. Here's your host, Larry Kortkamp.
Well, everybody wants to know how you do it.
How I make profits. Well, in the time I spent in corporate America, and I spent time with companies that were losing millions of dollars. And so my job was to figure out what was wrong. The process was pretty simple. It was digging through the financial statements. It was digging through the processes that were actually going on and finding the inefficiencies that happened. Now, when I got deep into the business, which usually took a little bit of time, the core thing that was missing was a connection of the core values that were there when the business started and kind of got lost as the business grew. And so employees did not have that education on the core values, on the core mission, on what the true purpose was, and how that business was in business to change people's lives. How do you change somebody's life when you have no idea what you're supposed to be doing?
Do you find that that's a common problem, particularly with companies that start, you know, as an entrepreneurial effort, right? It's usually a single individual that's very passion driven and they get involved in the business.
Absolutely.
And then sometimes those same individuals are not as good as the company goes through these different growth processes. And let's face it, things get lost. They get lost. You're in the fight every day, right? And you sometimes lose what that image is.
The minutiae of business kind of overtakes everything.
True.
Right?
Day-to-day.
The day-to-day stuff
overtakes it all. You got to make the donuts every day, right?
That's right.
You're getting in there and you're making the donuts, but you forget oftentimes how that impacts different phases of your business.
Absolutely. Right? And one of the biggest reasons businesses fail is that they're not able to convey those core values that they have to their community, to their customer base, and to their employees.
I was going to say, do you see it starting really with conveying those ideas into the community? Or is it really, it's got to start where it needs to start, which is in the business itself.
It's got to start at the core.
And oftentimes
branch out.
The leadership can't properly illustrate that to the rank and file.
Yeah.
How do you see that?
Well, I think it's a couple of different things. As businesses grow, they hire managers, they hire supervisors, and that supervisor or manager is tasked to do something very specific. And that specific thing, whatever it is devoid of the core values and the mission and the other things. They are given a task that they're being rated on, that they have to deliver on, or they get replaced. You know, they failed on that task. So it's really important for management, for the owners, for the culture of the business to be a living, breathing thing. And many times I feel that the culture of the business, the foundation of the culture, is in the business plan. It's written up, but it's not enacted.
So how does a company do that? In practical terms, is that through meetings? Is it through team building exercises? How do we make sure
that
our mission statements aren't lost?
Right.
Right. And in fact, they may even go through different changes as we progress as a company.
Absolutely.
But how do we keep this mission statement alive within our own environment, to our own workforce, and keep them apprised of what is our mission and how we're taking our business?
Okay. 5 to 7 words. Keep it short. Keep it sweet. Keep it simple. Keep it memorable. You know, when I was doing research on mission statements years ago, I remember the mission statement from Joe's Pizza in New York City. And it is, we make the best blank pizza in New York. And I can't say the word, but you can fill in the blank. The bottom line is every single person in that facility knew what they were doing. They knew what they were supposed to do. They knew what they had to execute that. And they took pride in delivering the best pizza to the client, period. It was tight. It was cohesive. It was clean. That's how you keep it alive. That's how you make it something that people can get behind. You can't walk up to somebody and say, your job is now to do X, Y, Z without actually motivating them into that position. You have to connect the dots. Everybody has a set of core values. Everybody has something that they really want in their future. As an employer, my job was to really figure out how to connect the dots for the employee. I would have conversations with employees so that I could connect the dots, so I could get them behind what the mission was for the company that I was at.
I'm Suzanne Johns, and you know, I am turning 65 this summer, and I decided that I'm not going to go out looking old and wrinkly anymore. So I found something that would help me be able to not do that, and that is Niora age-defying anti-age skincare. It's 100% natural, pH level that is in harmony with your skin, and it acts as an antioxidant and a skin protectant. The best part, it's made in USA, and it's manufactured in Fort Worth, so we're local. So I tell you what, if you'd like to feel good about yourself, you could talk to me today, or you could see your plastic surgeon tomorrow. I'm Suzanne Johns with Niora Age-Defying Anti-Age Skincare, and if you would like to have the results that I've seen, my number is 972-639-6396. And that's Niora Age-Defying Anti-Age Skincare, and the number is 972-639-6396.
And contrary, really, I think, to popular belief about people needing not a boundary necessarily, but they need a path, right?
Yeah.
They need to know what the objective is, and you make it very simplistic for them, which I think it is as well. They have to know the direction that they're heading, mm-hmm. and they have to know that whatever they're doing that particular day, is it moving the company closer to the path that they want to be on or not? And if it's not, that may help to guide them on what they're going to do next.
I think it goes one step further, Larry. I think it is not only connecting them to that mission, but also giving them waypoints for their future as to what they are building for themselves.
I understand. So are we setting milestones
then for
them? We're
setting milestones. We're setting waypoints. We're setting, this is what we're going to grade you on. You know, I don't care how well your handwriting is. I want you to make sure that the communication is received appropriately. So if you have to act it out, if you have to, you know, do sign language, if you have to dance it, I don't care. I want the communication to get to the individual cleanly, succinctly, so that they understand.
So understanding the company mission actually becomes one of the points of their job necessarily.
Yes.
So if they may be data entry, they may be accounting, but in addition to that, their job is to also know and understand what the company mission is, right?
They have to understand how vital their piece of the pie is to attaining that company mission and the overall purpose of the company.
That's important. How they are important.
How they are important.
And what they do is important.
Absolutely.
Sometimes they lose sight that they're all I do is. Mm-hmm. Right. And they feel like they're an
insignificant. I just punch this button all day long.
Exactly. How
That's
does that help
do.
The mission? So it's up to the leadership to
make it clear.
To make it clear to them why that's important. And there isn't an unimportant job in any business.
No.
Every single component of a business is important to that business moving forward, to growing, to getting better.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be an easy task for leadership to do that.
No. It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
Hence your reason for helping.
That's right. The reality is leadership is busy putting out fires and handling the day-to-day crisis. they are not as good or well-versed in recognizing people for what they do for the company and how they do it. When you walk in and you say, "Hi, Joan, nice job," Joan is going, "Okay, what did I do? How did I do it? What does that really mean?" If you walk in and you go, "Hi, Joan, I was really impressed with the way you handled that customer yesterday. It was awesome. Keep up the good work." Now Joan knows exactly what she did, how she did it, and that's what you're expecting from her in the future.
Well, I think that sounds like a very important component of what you do. And that's not just handing out an award annually at some banquet. This is a day-to-day continuous effort by leadership to incorporate the general population of their business into every facet of their business and why they're important. If they get to the point where they can do that on a company level within the company, that's the point when then they can start to be concerned with how that affects the community. Is that correct? To make sure the community also knows how they...
I think it's one and the same.
What their mission is?
I think it happens all at the same time.
Yeah, it's not a two-step process?
I don't think it's a two-step process. I think it is, as your employees feel good about what they're doing, they're talking to their neighbors, they're talking to their friends, because when I go to party, how's business? How do you feel? You know, what's going on?
Gotcha.
Right? It's part of the everyday conversation we have with others.
Well, it sounds like we have a little bit more to talk about then. So let's do that in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk some more with Doreen Milano about how she improves businesses and makes them more profitable.
At WorkSuites, get back to work your way. Business addresses, co-working, executive office suites. We really thrive on helping small businesses expand their horizons from simply working out of their home. What's really nice is we're flexible with our terms. We don't require you to sign a lease with us, go month to month, or stay a couple years. You may only need a part-time space. You'll have a full kitchen, covered garage access. This is the ideal way to work through the transition in your business and get you up to speed quickly. Private offices have dedicated Wi-Fi, furniture, 24/7 access. Call 888-445-9675 and check us out at worksuites.com to schedule your tour. You're gonna love it here. 888-445-9675.
Hi, welcome back. We've been talking with Doreen Milano about improving businesses, particularly making them more profitable. More profitable. Boy, it sounds simplistic, but I know and you know it's far from that.
No, and it's really painful. I got a call before I left California from an insurance agent who told me, "Doreen, I'm closing my doors in 2 weeks." And I asked the question. I said, "What prompted that?" He goes, "There's no cash flow." And I said, "Well, that didn't happen overnight. So what's really going on?" And so we talked for 2 hours. And what it came down to is that he was taking what his staff was telling him as being the absolute truth. He was not leading his staff. He was managing his staff. And by the end of the two-hour conversation, I said, "Well, I've got good news and I've got bad news." And he goes, "Okay, what's the good news?" And I said, "We can correct it." He goes, "What's the bad news?" And I said, "This is a direct result of your lack of leadership."
Ouch.
And I said, "This is really painful. I understand that. But I need you to recognize that the lack of leadership is the result. Change leadership and the result changes."
And we've got a pretty difficult climate that we're all operating
Absolutely.
In right now. It's a very tough atmosphere for businesses of any size really to deal with. And profitability is really one of those areas that we've got to focus on, because there is a lot of pain that we're dealing with here.
Absolutely.
And a business leader walks that fine line when you talk about caring and listening to your employees, the difference between managing and leading. It's like any other parent. There is that fine line. You want them to know you, you want them to like you, you want them to trust you, but at the same time, somebody's got to be in charge.
Yeah.
And that's not always
that gets muddled.
It's not always the happy solution. And sometimes it's complicated and it's difficult and it requires difficult change and difficult things to happen. Mm-hmm. So is that how you help businesses? By being that third voice, the one that's coming in from the outside? Is it easier for you to see things from the outside?
It's a lot easier for me to see things from the outside than for the leadership team or the owner to see it from inside the mess. When you have got people calling you all day, people asking for you to pay their bills, for you to do this, that, and the next thing, the bank's calling and saying, by the way, you're overdrawn, you know, that takes up all your focus. It takes up your visual focus. It takes up your mental focus. And so for you to step out of that and see the business from outside is impossible. You are mentally, emotionally, and energetically connected to the mess. I don't know any other way to put that.
No, and sadly and clearly, statistics and the numbers show that the majority of businesses face tough times and many of them don't make it. And,
that's right.
And yet when we discuss things with businesses, the image that we're given back from them is everything's fine.
Everything's
here,
fine.
Right? We're fine. So how do you get a business to
open, in the pain.
How do you get a business to open up to you to the point where they're willing to listen to what things are wrong? How do you get them to that point?
Well, the first thing that we have to do is talk about what's your vision for the business? You didn't start the business with the idea that you were going to end up here. So where is it that you wanted to end up? Let's talk about that spot. Let's talk about that place. And let's talk about what you can do today to make that a reality.
Do you try and illustrate how they've strayed possibly from that, or where maybe the message has become lost? Or
It's more about the message being lost. It is that focus of that place got lost in the minutia, in the how do I make the bank be quiet for a while so that I can actually focus on collecting some of this money? Or how do I get my employees to do XYZ when I've got to be able to pay their payroll, and paying that payroll is so painful? Let's look at what this is over here first. Let's start building the dots that have to happen to get to this place. Let's look at, you know, is it one of the loan packages that are available today? And how can I use that loan package in a way that actually gets me to this place? How can I actually take that inflow of cash and manage it in a way that allows me to continue? How do I negotiate with my vendors a different payment program? There's a lot of things that we can be doing that we're not doing because we've shut everything down. We can only see what's in front of us.
Now, obviously our show is designed to impart knowledge on our audience, which is primarily made of small business owners.
Absolutely.
And these owners are seeking solutions, right? They're trying to improve their businesses.
Every day.
But in some cases, these are not things or ideas or concepts that are easy to implore by yourself or within. So I think what I'm hearing from you is, number one, sometimes outside help is not only a suggestion, but it really is a necessity.
It's a requirement,
You really do need to get some form of outside help to see the concepts within your business where you may not be doing where you need to be. And how you achieve that is through individuals like yourself that are focused on finding those.
And one of the biggest things that we do is we look at the bigger problem. What is that bigger problem? Who are the people that we need to bring in and make part of the solution? You know, we try and run our businesses as an island. It doesn't work. We have to have other power partners within our business that we can count on and utilize. We have to have the business banker. We have to have the insurance guru. We have to have the lawyer. We have to have the CPA. We have to have this group of people that can bring individual expertise into our business and actually make it alive and flourishing, especially when we have a problem.
I think that's a common misconception by a lot of small business owners. They look at those, many of those individuals as the outsider, as almost as the enemy.
They, right.
They you know, they don't want anybody to knowing my business. I don't need a real accountant yeah. because I don't want, that's why I've hired my bookkeeper. Well, those are very good for certain things, but you also need the accountant. And you don't know everything about the technology within your business. You
no.
might need a technology.
I got an IT person.
Person that, right. that does it, or a company that does that, or a marketing company, or someone to handle your vendor relationships. So trying to get that business owner to understand that there are people that may be more qualified or might be better adapted or positioned to help them.
Is so complex, Larry. Come on. I mean, I am not an IT guru. You know, I have a coach that handles all that. I have a company that the coach has introduced me to, and I've just written the check and made it go away because I'm not good at that. I know I'm not good at that.
Local DFW businesses. Advertising keeps your businesses front and center in the marketplace. The OBBM network offers targeted reach into the markets you want to dominate. Advertise on the OBBM network for radio, podcast, and television exposure directly where you want it. Area chambers and people groups value knowing service providers they can trust for themselves. And trust when giving quality referrals. Advertising strategically is key to successful ROI. Discover what local DFW business advertising on the OBBM network can do for you. Call 214-714-0495 to find out more today. And go to theoffbeatbusiness.com to download your free copy of the Definitive Local Business Digital Media Guide. That's 214-714-0495. Offbeatbusiness.com.
I think this is one area where we as a people, really, it's a mindset. We use coaches for a lot of things. Not
right.
only, and I say coaches, but it's also assistants, outside
right.
help. We help, we go to a general practitioner for our physician.
Right.
But when we need an eye problem, we go to an eye guy,
doctor.
Right?
Yeah.
We go to an ears,
go
nose,
to a
and
specialist.
Throat, right? We go to a specialist. And if we're in the sports world, we work on certain things.
Right.
We work on every one of these things we understand is more more specific and requires a better speciality in order to help us.
Absolutely.
And we're often hesitant to do that within our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in talking to you, it should reinforce our audience. Don't not go to that outside help. This is not a weakness, and it's not showing that your business is sick and that you're a poor manager. It just means, like anything else, you may need some guidance and assistance to help you.
I think the painful part of it, Larry, is this. I think business owners see that those specialties are going to cost money. And when they're in the middle of this lack mentality, which has been created because of what's going on with COVID and what's going on energetically within the community, what's going on with our neighbors, what's going on in the hospitals, what the news is telling us every day, that just compounds the minutia that we are trying to pay attention to. And it gets us out of the solution mode. And not every solution is the right solution for your business at this moment in time. You need help in discovering what that solution is for your business right now.
And practically speaking, it doesn't mean that you have to go execute all these.
No.
You need to explore them. So it doesn't, rarely do any of these specialists charge you for the initial consultation. A lot of these people will come out and inspect your business and give you at least an overview of what they feel may be necessary there. So don't, I always...
You can get an estimate on your roof.
I always caution
at
them.
No cost.
Don't make price the first initial reason
right.
you're not doing it. If there's a problem, we need to fix it. So you need to fix it. So
find ways that make sense for your company.
Exactly. People like you are so vital and so important. And particularly today, we've got to turn businesses around.
Absolutely.
And most of our problems in the small business community are solutions that you can fix. A lot of it is systems, it's thoughts, it's making sure that our messages
aren't
lost. It's very practical. Yeah, it's practices and how they
right.
how they implement those. So I want our audience not to be depressed. I want our audience to be excited and uplifted. They can make these changes. They can improve their businesses.
It's whatever your next step is, has got to actually have a solution to the problem that you're facing.
I think that's a good way for us to kind of wrap up today. There's so much more you and I could talk about.
Absolutely.
And as I understand, you've got some big news, which might help that. What's your big news?
We are starting a podcast. It's going to be the Doreen Milano Show. And we're going to have a different conversation every day that we have this show. And it's really about allowing business owners to look at their business from a different perspective than the perspective that they've been forced into in the last few months.
Well, there you go. Small business, there's no reason you can't get better now. Listen to the Doreen Milano Show. And thanks for joining us today. We hope you have taken something of value from our show today. And we'll see you next time.
You've been enjoying Biz Points with Larry Kortkamp, brought to you by the Kortkamp Group. To be a guest or request sponsorship information, contact the Kortkamp Group at 972-824-8002 today. Production and programming information requests for the OBBM Network should be directed to Offbeat Business Media by calling 214-714-0495 or send your request to info@offbeatbusiness.com. BizPoints TV, podcast, and radio show are produced by Offbeat Business Media for the OBBM Network. Unauthorized use of logos, audio, video, or reproduction is strictly prohibited.